Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has declared a state of emergency for Ventura County, California. That's where a massive mudslide killed 10 people. Rescuers are still hoping they can find survivors. At least 6 people remain unaccounted for in the small coastal community of La Conchita, about 80 miles north of Los Angeles. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Bulldozers and hand crews continued digging into a 30-foot-tall mud pile in search of survivors yesterday, but optimism was diminishing. At one point, a grief-stricken father returned to the site where just hours before firefighters had uncovered the bodies of 3 of his daughters and his wife. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger toured La Conchita and promised residents he would make the town safe to live in.
In the past few days, we have seen the power of nature cause damage and despair. But we will match that power with our own resolve, and we will come together as Californians and as neighbors.
But La Conchita has never really been a safe place to live. A decade ago, there was another mudslide. Houses were destroyed, but nobody died. And the county built a $400,000 retaining wall. Terry Judge, who has lived in the town for 25 years, says residents know the risks but are staying put.
We want this community restored. We don't want it condemned, and we want a lot more help than when we got 10 years ago. Stopgap little fence up there, it wasn't enough.
Several houses were condemned by the county after the 1995 slide, and residents were just as adamant about staying put. Back then, when officials slapped a red tag on Tony Alvis's house, he just picked up his belongings and bought the house across the street. This Monday, Alvis was found dead, overtaken by the slide as he ran from his home. Like 10 years ago, some are asking now whether people should be allowed to continue living in La Conchita. State Senator Tom McClintock, who represents Ventura County, says that decision is not up to the government. It's up to the residents who live there.
Government exists to protect the freedom of the citizens, to assess those risks for themselves and to make decisions for themselves. We're not dealing with children here. We're dealing with grown-ups who have every right to make these decisions for themselves.
With so many businesses and homes in California built on earthquake faults and fire zones and near slide-prone hillsides, experts say restricting property rights would open a Pandora's box of litigation. But Dennis Hansberger, chairman of the San Bernardino Board of Supervisors, says tougher restrictions are critical. His district was hit heavily by recent wildfires and subsequent mudslides.
Well, the high-risk areas where we are knowledgeable about them, we need to find a plan at the state level to help to relocate folks to safer surroundings and not spend our resources trying to rescue people in places where the likelihood of surviving the event is very low.
But La Conchita resident Terry Judge says he's not budging.
I think if California wants to control people living in the new areas, then I think that's fine. But I think people should be allowed to live where they made their home.
A lot of his fellow residents agree. More than 30 of them have refused to leave town, even as hundreds of firefighters search for survivors of the devastating mudslide. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.